think it's safe to say that you'll never be the old guys talking about turn that young stuff down.
Nah, shout out to the young boy 42, Doug.
Trip gonna be the dude. He gonna be the uncle. Like, hey, what's that one song that I was listening to? But which one, Unc? When y'all took me to the store last time, the one song you had on.
Well, cause my nephew's definitely gonna be driving me around.
Oh, I know that, motherfucker.
That's, I didn't even think about it, but yeah.
You a New York motherfucker for
real. Yeah, for real, for real. Like, damn, Aunt, you know, you ain't never drove me nowhere. All right. Yeah. Like, hey, listen, watch your mouth when you talk to me. And more importantly, watch the lights in front of you. Come on now. Right. Tell me where I need to go.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
And they growing up upstate now, so they gonna have to start driving early.
Word.
Trip started clapping as soon as they made that move. That's good for them boys, man. They need to get up there, get that fresh air. They gonna have their permit when they 14. That's right. Good for them.
Facts.
Go ahead and get away. They don't need to be in this city stuff down here.
Ain't nothing for them boys out here. Word. Ain't nothing for the boys out here.
You heard what the boy did the other day up the street? You know, they got some story. Somebody got shot. But yeah, it's a lot of shooting been going on.
And this really ain't the place for that right now, to be honest with you, Eric. And all jokes aside, I just sent y'all the picture with the dude that got caught with 200 something guns. Student from the Bronx. That's crazy.
That's a war, bro. 200 guns in the Bronx? In the Bronx. And it's gonna be other places too.
Facts.
Nah, bro. It would have been crazy in the city. Like, now you talking about one person got all those guns. That was a lot of guns watching them just lay. I didn't know it was 200. That's crazy, bro.
He was moving units. He was trying to get rid of them joints.
Yeah, he was selling them joints. But nonetheless, man, it ain't for our kids, bro. You know, we grew up in that time and in a certain era of New York City, and thankfully we were able to come out of that. We know a lot of young people, I'm sure, that, you know, life went completely left and they had to deal with some other things. So that ain't for your nephews. That ain't for your nephew, Sean. That ain't for my nephews or my daughters. That ain't for us, bro.
Word. They down south though, so they cooling. Yeah, man.
Shooting the motherfucking shit, man.
Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, you keep some Kodak. Kodak been wilding out lately? He been acting up?
Nah, Kodak been having chill, man.
Nah, he did some Trump shit. He did. No, they was showing the video of when he had got out. Like, he was like, man, fuck this shit. I don't care. Let me just find a fit to wear with it. Because then he wear, like, a Mahomes jersey or some shit.
He out. Kodak out. He chilling.
Yo.
The most Kodak shit I've seen was him having Shorty grind on him in the suite at the hockey game. Like, first of all, Kodak, we know you don't fuck with hockey. But then you turned all the way up and said, man, fuck this. It has Shorty grinding on you in the suite. You know what I'm saying? So now the people who let you get in the suite probably like, oh, we can't fuck with Kodak no more.
Nah, but he might fuck with hockey. Listen, we can't just be judging and saying, yeah, Kodak don't fuck with hockey like that.
Kodak does hockey?
He might. Listen, no, because, like, we can't be, when people be saying stuff and, you know, wanting to be involved, we can't just always be like, nah, they wouldn't necessarily do that. Because even when he was, they had the clip of, he was at the football game. I forgot which one it was, what college it was. But he was saying how he was like, yeah, he got his GED, he wanted to go to college, something like that. And they was kind of just laughing it off. So we can't, you know, we can't just always assume.
I mean,
you
know? Nah, that's different. I would never laugh at somebody, you know, who, whether he's joking or not, talking about his education. But he a South Florida boy.
Yeah.
You know he ain't worried about no damn hockey trip.
Yo.
He not, come on, Trip. Now, and if he would have been up north, like, maybe he grew up around it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But South Florida boys ain't thinking about no Florida. I mean, ain't no thinking about no hockey.
Yeah.
Like when you going to see Lamar Jackson play, that's one thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. My man, he the wild boy on the block that you got to make sure they good. All right? Facts. We got faith in real.
Shout out to Kodak.
Yeah,
a loose cannon for real. Like, you got to make sure he good. He that type of dude, like we talked about before, that even when the function is calm, he'll remind you. You know, I got that thing on me just in case.
Yeah.
Yo, you got a problem? You good?
Like, Kodak, we good. This is everybody here's family. I know, but you know, just in case.
Just let him know I got that.
Yeah. I snuck two of them things in with me.
Like, yo, it's the baptism, bro. Like, it's nothing going right. down today. It's okay. Nah.
Y'all ever met a chick that knew how to do the switchblade in her mouth?
Scary.
Nah, I never met no female that could do it.
Dog, that's something different right there. Like, you got the switchblade in your mouth and you talking regular.
I don't even think I want to hang out with a female that could do that with a switchblade. Because I feel like at some point I'm gonna you know, be in trouble behind this. Some shit. We about to get into some shit.
Oh, okay.
Some type of criminal. I mean, let's be clear.
We talking the razor blade. Because some people who's outside of New York, when you say the switchblade, they thinking of joint.
Yeah, the knife.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We talking actual razor blade, the gem star.
Yeah, you right. Thank you. Yeah.
Nah, I don't need to be around nobody that can do that.
So that's a no-no list for you.
Yeah.
No razor blade.
No razor blades. You know, I just can't. Nah, I feel like I'm going to be involved in some shit that I don't want to be involved in. No, because, like, who just knows how to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know how to do that shit, that means you outside. So, nah, I'm good.
I would have loved to meet somebody that was like that, though. We got to ask somebody. Somebody knows somebody that knows somebody with the switchblade. Not the switch, keep saying the switchblade, but the blade in their mouth and shit. Keep saying the fucking switchblade. Shout out to the barbers and shit that be holding it down for us, because, you know, we get them cuts and we feel like $1 million.
That's a fact, fellas. And don't take it for granted the service you get at a barbershop in the Bronx, because it ain't the same when you leave the Bronx. I'm just going to be honest with you. They want to charge you extra for the hot towel. You don't get a shot of Brugales. No hospitality. Yeah. It's not the same.
And that's messed up, you know? But what are you going to do?
Not too many places you allow somebody to drink a beer and cut your hair.
That's true, too.
It sounds crazy, but you got to be here to understand what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, validly, like, now, if they down in alcohol, your day is done. I see you tomorrow. But yeah, if they sipping, cool. Day.
Well, that's why I never like getting my hair cut after a certain time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I've always been one of them dudes that I like to get in the barbershop early, because I already know, we know that environment, bro. If I catch you after 3 or 4 o'clock, you done been drinking for a few hours already. It's crazy, especially on a Saturday. Dominican barbershop, they drinking by 10 in the morning.
Yep. On a Saturday?
So if I, yeah. And if it's nice weather, he's still drunk from the night before.
Yeah.
So if I try to like be cute and like, I'm gonna pull up to the barbershop around 6 o'clock. Your man been drinking Brugal and Presidentes all day. He might take 2 hours on your cut because he gonna keep stopping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
my appointments be early in the day, 11 o'clock.
Right.
That's an emergency. That's the only time I'm trying to go in the evening is if I have to go because I need a cut right now. Can't, you know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to go. Other than that, I'm in the morning, I'm in and out.
Well, that even was like a luxury that we have had as being New Yorkers. You know what I'm saying? Like, barbershops will fuck around close at 1 a.m. Think about that shit.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a little quick shape up or something, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, because as long as customers is there, the barbershop will stay open. They're going to get that
money.
Not
now, though. Not pandemic.
No, not now. But, yeah. But prior to COVID, yeah, the barbershops be open late.
Yeah.
They know cats is coming in 11 o'clock at night, 12 even. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that last cut in. Like, all right, you know, it's one or two barbers that'll stay, and they'll lock up, and they'll get all that extra bread. Yeah. The owner probably went home.
Yeah. That's because a lot of times, you know, we was going out later anyway, so... Do stuff a little different up here.
Yeah, for our audience that's not from New York, you got to realize that there's really no standard barbershop hours. Like, the door might say they open at 9, but that's not the barber you fuck with. Normally that's normally not your barber. That's the dude who's like, I'm trying to hustle it out. I'm trying to be here, see if I get anybody walking in. Normally your barber's going to walk in with a butter roll and a coffee around 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then he probably going to sit you down and put the cape on you, but he not going to start right away because it's been a rough night. Like Tripp said, he was hanging out the night before, cutting hair in the barbershop till 12, 1 in the morning. So he's still getting his bearings and bottom together.
Word. That's
you know what I'm saying? Then he probably going to have a little attitude, too, when it's time to start your hair, but he going to lace your shit. Your shit going to be sly. But it's all part of the process. You got to understand that. And the same thing, the shop hours might say they close at 9, but if you happen to be coming in late and you walk past the barbershop, you're still going to see some people in there and somebody still getting laced and the music going to be blasting. That's just the environment.
Exactly. Well, you know, and even if they get mad, once they get that first cigarette break, it's over. They're good. They're going to go outside the front, smoke a Newport, and then they're going to calm down and, all right, you know, now it's lit.
Right. He gonna smoke a bogey. You know what I'm saying? He might even have an argument on the phone real quick because he's still upset.
Facts.
And then when he come in, he gonna tap you on the shoulder. Yo, what you getting today? Bang, I bet. And he gonna be in a great mood after that.
No, absolutely.
He gonna be in a great mood. He gonna put the TV on ESPN. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all gonna laugh and joke about it. But Facts. That's a different, like, moving down here and seeing how the barbershops operate, I'm like, man, I miss New York, bro. I miss being able to go in a spot, probably have a drink or two as I'm waiting for my barber to get to me. Then he gonna lace me. He gonna put the hot towel on my face, give me the nice clean shave. You getting all that for $20-$25, bro.
Facts. Shit, what you paying out there, 50, 60?
Son, full cut with the razor shave is starting at 40. That's before I even tip them. It's at 40 already.
Wow, that's crazy. That's, yeah. I mean, listen, we are afforded a lot of luxuries, you know, being here in New York. You know what I mean? Like, just, you know, even just from things staying open later, but from also us having a variety later. You know what I'm saying? A lot of places, you know, around the country, they don't have those options. To where, like, if there's something, it might be just one thing. Like, if there's a restaurant, it might be one restaurant. Whatever it is, it might be one. So you really don't got no options. Whereas, you know, in New York, you always got some type of options. It's something you could do. Something's open somewhere. You can go to a party. You can get food. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything you want to do, you can pretty much do it in New York.
You be eating street meat?
Pause.
What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him?
What's wrong? Why would he? Why, nah.
I just asked the question.
It's just the way you presented the question, though.
Like, what's wrong with you? Like, dead in the middle of the conversation, you just come on. I'm not even gonna repeat what you said, but you said it. You
said it loud and like aggressive. Like, yeah, like, you being street meat. Whoa.
So no.
Like, I don't believe anyone was speaking on that. Like, what?
Yeah, you can't even eat Frank's in the street no more. It was a guy I used to work with. He used to get by hot dogs early in the morning and get like sauerkraut. It had to be like 9:30. He would get like 3 of them. He would buy
cereal killer. Cereal killer.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is eating glizzies with sauerkraut at 9:30 in the morning? Yo. You know how fucked up his stomach must have been the rest of the day?
Yeah,
bro. And because it was like the little go-to, because like my job was at a, like by a school, so you know, because it was right there, the truck was right there. You know about the truck, man.
Yeah.
So like, you know, get you a hot dog, get you like 3 of those to get you through or whatever. But like, not for breakfast though.
Nah, that's crazy, bro.
Breakfast was different though. You got to treat your stomach a little bit better than that though. Not 3 hot dogs.
Yeah, you gotta be a little gentler. Like, you can't down 3 glizzies with sauerkraut at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and a Diet Coke and shit.
And a Diet Coke. You got the BGs for real,
dog. Like, oh my god. Like, that's why you angry like that, man. When you think about it, you gotta treat your body good, people. No street meat. That's questionable.
Come on, stop.
Yo, so did you guys hear about those brothers that beat up, killed their stepfather? I think he did something to the sister, right?
Yeah.
Those young men are heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're heroes. They, 3 brothers beat the shit out of him because they found out he was, you know, touching on and doing inappropriate things to their sister. And so they handled that as they should. So I applaud those young men.
Hey, listen. You know, we got to also be able to police ourselves, too. And he, you know, he got some act right. He needed some act right. He got some act right. That's what it is.
Not really much to say about it. You a fucking nasty man for doing some shit like that.
Yeah.
Deserve to get your ass beat, so.
And they protecting their little sister.
Yep.
You know, anybody that got little sisters know what that's about. So, you know, whatever, you know, it is, like, it is what it is.
Hell yeah, you gotta listen. Protect them. Yeah. Fuck, I had to take this allergy pill, man. My eyes like tripping right now.
You took a half a perp?
Nah, man, I had to take like an allergy pill. I'm about to get another one, man. Like, yeah, so when I found out I was allergic to like animal hair, it was years ago I was going to a concert and my boy had this big ass dog. His brother had this big ass dog, so like I had the craziest allergies, and my eyes was getting crazy and all that because I didn't grow up with animals or whatever. Mm-hmm. So from time to time, you know what I mean, because you know it's dog's hair, whatever. My eyes get a little itchy, you know, but I ain't no hoe though. I take some medicine and shit and keep it pushing.
You got the shot.
You got the shot. My mother texted me today talking about some, did you get that booster? Mom, get out of here. That's not a conversation starter. Like,
she want to make sure.
How's your day going? Did you get the booster?
She keep the boosters boosted.
Right?
Don't forget to set your appointment, Sean.
Right?
Go get your booster.
Sean.
Right? All right. I'm just making sure you good. Like, all right, Mom. Like, I'm good.
Man, how your pops doing, man?
How's Chico doing? I got to him the other day because I was like, I sent him some of my products and I was like, yo, bro, did you try him? He's like, yeah, when I was growing my beard out. And I was like, so why didn't you give it to anybody? Like, you just let that shit just sit there? Like, so like I think he felt bad. He understood. I was like, yeah, like, I don't know. Everybody different. So, you know. Even being younger, you gotta kind of sometimes tell your parents certain things because they don't really get it sometimes or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, man, like, don't be having my stuff just sitting there, bro.
Nah, bro. Sometimes you really gotta have, you know, serious conversations with your parents, bro. Because I had to have a conversation, you know, with my mom, and I just let her know, like, listen, you gotta stop volunteering me for stuff. With other people. Like, I just said, like, yo, you cannot do that. Like, because then it's either I'm forced to do it or I'm forced to be the asshole and be like, nah, I'm not doing this shit. Fuck it, I'm not doing it. You know, like, because, and then somebody's going to take offense. So I just said, like, yo, listen, stop. Just volunteering me.
What's the wildest shit your mother ever volunteered you for?
I don't know what's the wildest. I don't know if there's ever anything wild. It's just, okay. But it's just like
how you know I want to do something. Like, maybe I want to chill.
Yeah, it's just like, all right. So I'll give you one. This was, it's crazy. So she's like, there's this kid, and that is like, all right. So the kid is special needs, but I guess he likes sports, right? So she's like, so she tells the person's mom, oh, you know, yeah, Anthony will bring you on his show. Unless you be a guest on his show. And I'm like,
you gotta relax, mom.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Like, mom, what the fuck am I supposed to talk to him about?
She's like, no, but he wants to get into journalism. But I'm like, why would you tell him that I was gonna bring him on to the show?
Cause they don't know. Cause they don't. So that's the thing too, though, right? So like, when you tell them you do certain stuff, they just assume everything is just like connected to whatever, right? Oh, you know about that, right?
Yeah. So they assume it's crazy, man. I mean, I hope, you know, my daughters are still younger, so but I hope I'm not that type of parent that's just volunteering for shit. Oh yeah, yeah, hold on, let me just plug you in with Leilani right here.
Yo, you gotta fuck with her. She gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
She gonna look at you like, what? That's wrong.
Yo, excuse me.
Now that I'm saying that. Now that I'm saying that, damn, I'm thinking about a time where there was a coworker of mine, and the coworker knew Saj, right? And so it was one of them joints where the coworker had invited us to her house for her youngest son's birthday. Like, oh, you guys should come, bring the girls. And she has a daughter that's the same age as Leilani. And now that I'm thinking about it, I remember telling Leilani, like, yo, you know, let's go. And Leilani didn't really want to go. And then me just being a dad, like, yo, they got a, there's another girl that her daughter's y'all the same age. Y'all could probably hang out or something. And Leilani gave me one of them looks like, how the fuck you even know I fuck with her like that? Like, I don't know her to just be, oh yeah, let like, me just go, you know what I'm saying?
Look at them making so play dates for me.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, like, damn, I guess as parents, we just naturally do that shit anyway.
Cause you dead, cause you're not thinking though. You're thinking like, okay, they're the same age, but like, how we even was when we was kids, we wasn't rocking with everybody.
Yeah, they might not fuck with each other. Yeah. Right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to fuck with everybody.
That is just a weird ass dynamic. But even to acknowledge that is a cool thing, cause yeah, parents dead ass would be like, yeah, y'all the same age. Huh? I'm pretty sure that's worked in some guys' favor though.
Well, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I didn't know how to respond to that.
I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Eric, if it's all yours, if anything, I'm just going to leave this one alone.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
I'm going to step away from this conversation. Just go ahead. Oh, what's next on the rundown?
Oh, man.
Let's just get right to it, man.
Nah, it's partners with Google's. Google. For an African gaming company.
That's what's up. That's nice. He's into tech and all of that stuff. So doesn't surprise me. You know, and it's an African thing. So, you know, he's definitely big on the culture. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me. But that's what's up. Hope he does well with it.
Nas is a legend, man. He continues to expand the portfolio. So shout out to him on that.
Facts.
Yeah, he been getting a lot of tech money, man. Nas been doing this thing. I don't know about the Hennessy though. Y'all still drinking Hennessy?
I mean, I got some white Hennessy right there on the table.
Oh, okay,
but I was trying to be a little fancy. That's all.
Y'all be like Hennessy.
Damn, I hope I don't offend nobody by saying it. I think we a little too old to just be drinking Henny, bro. no shots at anybody who's still drinking Henny, but I just don't.
Like Henny,
I think we should have passed that phase already.
Yeah, like Henny got to the point where,
I mean, I drink more Douce than anything. If I was going to drink, you know, brown, it would be Douce.
Yeah, man. You know Paul Masson?
No, it's down there with disrespect.
Paulie? Nah. Not the Paulie.
Uh-huh.
I'm good on that.
Nah,
bro.
Douce. Yo, you know that that Martell shit is kind of smooth, too.
Yeah.
You know what I gotta try? What's I'm gonna try the 50 joint, the Branson.
Oh, okay.
I gotta try that and see what that's like.
Where you find it at though? They don't have it in a lot of places.
You know what? I never asked for it, but when I go to the warehouse next time, for the John, I'll probably see what's up with that.
Wanna buy the liquors?
I mean, I'm just gonna.
You know they call it the package store down south.
Package store?
The package store. Package goods, yep.
Or the ABC store.
Yep. That shit fucked me up the first time. And my man Rashad, we used to work at Clorox together. Huh. And sometimes we get out of work early, be like, yo, let's go to the packaged goods. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He go in there, because it beat up setups where it's like, it'd be a bar and a liquor store. So the bar is the part that gets, see, Sean know, the bar can stay open later than the actual liquor store. So you got to go into the bar and ask them if they got any packaged goods. And then they'll let you know what they're able to sell to you. And they put it in that brown paper bag. You walk out with the J. I remember my man Rashad, the first time he did that shit fucked me up. I was like, what the fuck you mean? I'm like, oh, the liquor store. He was like, nah, you got to get the packaged goods.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know where the fuck this is going right now, bro.
Yeah.
And he asked homie, and then homie kind of gave him the rundown of what they were able to sell. Because it was late. We had, like I said, we used to work in the warehouse. So it was had to be like 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Probably bought like a fifth or something.
We had brought like a fifth of, I don't even remember what we got, honestly. I just remember there was only certain things you could actually buy at that time. So it was like beers, and then there was certain liquors you could get, and then that's it. They put it in the brown bag, bang.
Yeah.
You keep it moving.
Out of there, yeah.
And those type of places would be, I mean, of course, because the liquor store, like me in the South, certain things close early or certain days of the week it's not open or whatever, you know? So... Whatever. But yeah, I used to see the old heads used to do that shit, man. That shit was the funniest thing, man.
And I think in someone, it's the same way, because I had visited Puerto Rico as a kid, obviously, so I wasn't drinking. But the first time I went...
Well, how old was you?
I mean, I was drinking... I ain't gonna front. I was drinking beers. My uncle had slid me a couple Coors Lights. So I was a beer sipper.
But, I knew something was up.
Yeah, the first time I went as an adult, because when you go, like Sean said, it's the ABC stores over there. So you got to find the spots that's like a supermarket and a liquor store.
Yeah.
And they have everything. But you got, again, you got to get in there early because, you know, the supermarket's closed by 9 o'clock. So at that point, the only place you get liquor is at a bar.
Yeah.
Shit is different, man. Shit is different. But then, you know, up here, like my old neighborhood in the Bronx, you walk in the store across the street or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they had the little fifths of liquor or whatever. Those was always the popping bodegas or whatever. They had the good sandwiches. I'm always going to mention the good sandwiches. All right? Cause
it's a staple. It's a staple of the community.
Facts.
You know, so. You know, a little bit of this,
bodegas,
a little bit of
bodegas
that.
Let you get anything, man. If you cool with the bodega, you can find anything in there. Cause I think we talked about it before. Like I said, the neighborhood I grew up in, since they knew me, they was letting me buy cigarettes at like 7, 8 years old for my mother. Like if my mom sent me into the store, get a pack of Newports, they, oh yeah, all right, cool. That's me, my son. He good. Go ahead, give it to him.
Uh-huh. Cause you know you ain't doing it. Cause they gonna talk shit to you. Well, your neighbors used to talk shit to you, you can't say nothing to nobody kids now though.
Nah, you fuck around, lose your life. You say something to somebody else's kids this day and age. Nah, you don't do that.
Yeah, we saying old as shit. Talk about that.
All right. Well, nah, that's just that's where we at, man. Like people, especially about their kids, people not playing about their kids. You know, so it's a different time we live in. Before, where it used to be a village, raise a child. Nah, it ain't that shit no more.
Just us against them, huh?
You say the wrong thing. Or do the wrong thing, it could be a tragedy.
Peace, man. So dude, it was an Irish soccer coach on the plane wilding out. He gets arrested for assault, and I think he was mooning people on his way out and shit. You gotta go out with a bang, yo.
I mean, that's what he felt he needed to do in that situation, I guess.
Showed his ass. Yeah. Like, don't come in here and show your ass.
Yeah.
I hope wherever he needed to go wasn't important because you're about to be on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's Irish. So I think he was coming from the States. I don't know how he's getting back. He's just a one-way ticket. No more States for you, buddy.
Well, he better figure that shit out because he'll have to take a boat or something. I don't know.
Or had to go to Canada and fly out.
Oh, yeah, you can probably go to Canada. And fly out. Motherfuckers be weird, though. Son. I don't be trying to do shit that's going to fuck up the bag or fuck up my health or fuck up my freedom. Cause
yeah, people be too loose with their freedom, bro. I noticed that shit, too.
Right, like, yo, like, I don't understand what's going on. Like y'all trying to go to jail? Like, is that the wave that y'all on? I was always trying to stay out of prison. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't get what's going on right now. People are so easily ready to lose their freedom. It's crazy. Yeah. I don't get it.
Too many people, I don't understand. And maybe this is just the way my mind works. You know, you already got to know where you at from the jump and then act accordingly off that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you ain't never gonna let nobody disrespect you all that, but you know, you acting an ass on a plane maybe because they said something to you about your luggage or something. You know, like shit like that. I don't understand. Like there was a scene a couple months. I mean, we've seen it a couple of times, but I know that specifically there was one a couple months ago where like a husband and wife got kicked off the flight because they didn't want to put their mask on,
and then they was
like, "Oh, well, we eating right now." It's like, yo, obviously you're not trying to get to wherever you're going. Because you could easily just put your mask on and once the plane get in the air, take it off and start eating. They're not going to turn the plane around once you're in the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
People, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, they got offended because the stewardess told them they needed to have their mask on for takeoff. And again, people's pride get in the way. Instead of just, no doubt, once we get in the air, I'm taking the shit off anyway, and that's going to be that. Yeah. But instead, people want to flex like I'm in charge, so I'm going to give you a hard time about this shit.
Yeah.
You gotta stop being selfish, man. Stop being fucking selfish, man. You holding us up and shit. That's like you motherfucking, man.
That's a tall task because people are so set in their ways. So.
You guys been watching the Winter Olympics? No. Your boy Terry Crews been hosting it, I think. I haven't watched it. I just been seeing
it. It's only right he hosts it.
I saw like a little clip of him talking, hosting it. But that was it. I haven't actually watched any of the events. But I'm not really into the Winter Olympics. Like I watch the Summer Olympics because that's where, obviously, you know, you got basketball, you got tennis. Those two are my favorite sports. You know, boxing.
The Winter Olympics don't cater to our demographic, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true too.
Would you guys go snowboarding? Or have you been snowboarding?
And I wouldn't go snowboarding, but I've been skiing before.
Okay.
A couple times.
What was that about?
A couple times when I was younger, I was in elementary school. We went a couple of ski trips.
Fucking Carlton Banks over. You hear this guy? A couple of ski trips when I was in elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. Son of elementary. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Nah, but yeah, but it was lit. Nah, we definitely had some dope trips. I will say that in my elementary school.
Y'all remember those snowsuits that was that had you bundled up so much that if you had to take a piss,
you had to take the whole shit off.
Yo, them little shits with the buckles on them. Listen, man, when I moved down south when I was young, I was like, fuck them shits, man. And moved my ass back up here into this cold ass weather.
It's the wave up here, man.
Yeah. There was a lady, I think we had another story, a lotto story recently, but this is another lotto story. And real quick, you guys have had, like, hate getting caught behind that lotto person in the store because you know they want to play like 75 numbers.
Oh yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the worst people ever. Hope and you guys that realize that you're bad like that to let me go, we appreciate you. But anyways, there's a lady that she almost missed out on her lottery prize because a ticket was in her spam folder. It's a $3 million ticket.
Christ. It was in her spam folder.
Yeah.
She couldn't find it. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
Should be going to
spam. How'd it get in her spam folder? Like she purchased it online, you saying?
I guess she might have. I don't know how information might have popped up or whatever, but I guess they may have like, you know, notified her or maybe she put, I don't know, but.
Maybe they notified it and went into the spam?
Yeah. Because it might have came from some automation or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see, like, if they have a system where everybody can kind of scan in, like, you have an email that is attached to, you know.
Yeah.
They would probably have to just, yeah, so. She almost lost $3 million. Well, nah, do you lose that money?
You got a certain amount of time to claim it.
Okay. Damn, but three M's? Even after taxes, I take it. Don't even matter.
Hell yeah.
$300, I take it. On the scratch off, stop playing. Y'all play lottery?
Every now and then.
Got a scratch off ticket, but I'm not really like a lottery kind of guy just because I don't like betting on things that I can't control the outcome. Not control the outcome, but control, you know, like if I'm going to bet on something, it's going to be, I'm going to bet on myself. Okay. As opposed to just a random group of numbers that's going to pop out of the lottery machine.
Yeah, you got some. I mean, it's if you got numbers you play, and I see where Tripp is going with it. Because if you just do the randoms, I don't know if anybody has ever won just off random numbers. It's normally like the numbers that you play or some sequence that you felt was lucky enough to play.
Yeah, them lotto people was annoying and shit, but whatever. You guys heard about Lauren Smith Fields? She was a young lady. She went on a date with a guy from Bumble. It was a dating app. And apparently, I guess he was the one that found her and she was dead. Yeah. So it was like it was a huge outrage about people not, you know, them not taking it serious. And I guess because it was an older white man and, you know, one of those type of situations. I think they just declared it I forgot what they declared it. But yeah, the whole issue about that, you know, even with Sandra Bland, you know, them not taking women's rights and women's thoughts and opinions and stuff like that in a particular way, you know, women are dying or whatever, but yeah.
Well, so Cardi has stepped in actually in this situation to help out as well.
Mm.
I mean, it sucks that it doesn't get more coverage, because, I mean, it's just crazy for something like this to happen. Like, I don't care. There was no reason that, you know, that young woman should have lost her life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just going on a regular internet meet and greet. Like, there's no way she should have not gone home to her family.
Would you feel comfortable right. meeting somebody online? Eric, what about you?
I guess I would, but I'm not really into online shit like that. So
I'm too skeptical, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, I know people still getting catfished. Like, they still got more seasons.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what, like, everything is not. Nah, I'm not gonna just be like, all right, just run with shit.
Yeah, like I'm.
The funny shit about catfish and. I haven't seen it the last few years, so there might be instances that what I'm about to say doesn't apply, but it'd be the person who probably deep down knows they're not on a level of the person they're supposed to be meeting, but they holding out hope that that person is real. Because I seen one, and no knock to the dude, where motherfucker thought he was talking to Katy Perry.
Nah, bro.
Now, he himself, I think still lived with his parents, had like a regular job. It's like, bro, ain't no way that you could ever bag Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So you really think y'all had a random encounter online and she's still entertaining this conversation? But in his mind, again, he holding out hope. And the same thing with some of the girls. Some of the girls, they be quote unquote meeting these dudes. You see the dude profile picture, you be like, you're not probably his type. You're not even on his level type. Mm-hmm. But shorty holding out hope for it.
Damn, yo. So we be having blind faith. I mean, that's another one of those things. Like I said, when you playing on people's emotions, stuff like that, like some nasty situations. And it's been cases where people were kind of like, you know, it was one. The cousins was beefing, and one cousin just kept a whole story going for like 2 years and shit. And the cousin was throwing the voice and was sounding like the guy. I was like, damn, yo, that's crazy, but. Yeah, that catfish is still happening, man. Some of these shows, I try to start watching it.
Was that the one when Shuddy got mad that he called the fat Kelly Price or some shit like
yo,
that?
Yo,
yo. Yo, that's a classic, yeah. Yo, she kept up the catfish for a whole year. And then when he found it, you shouldn't have called me a fat ass Kelly Price. I'm like, yo, you did all that shit to get revenge, yo?
Yeah, but that was a different type of petty.
Yeah, that definitely extreme, is.
Like, and I'm somebody somewhat petty, and I'm trying to work on it, but that's crazy though,
bro. Throwing the voice and everything. I'm trying to find. I got the videos. I be having all type of shit in my phone, man. I got a lot of videos of like laugh, like silly shit.
The that shit, catfish and cheetahs are just two of the unintentional, like hilarious shows, bro. When they made cheetahs, they didn't realize how funny that shit was gonna be to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't Peter Gunn hosting it? Is he still hosting it?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the season he's hosting it.
I saw them on Love & Hip Hop, the little reunion, because sometimes, you know, you turn it through the channels, and you're like, okay, it's a few people on here. Let me see what's going on real quick or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I saw him there. A few people from, like,
there's that seasons. Clip. There's that clip circulating when he catch somebody cheating, and they're like, Peter Gunn, nigga, you cheated too?
Word.
Yo, he wild, man.
But that was then, this is now.
Right? Don't hold my man to the old shit he used to do, he said. That's what Peter Gunn said, all right? We out of here, guys?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Y'all be cool. Like, y'all be cool.
Facts. We're going to rock out to this A Boogie.
Valentine's Day is coming up. Oh.
That's a fact. We got to get into that.
Oh.
On the next
edition of Shooting the Shit.
We got to show these young players, you know what I'm saying, how to take their lady out for Valentine's Day.
We'll elevate their player?
Yeah, because remember last year we had, you know.
Let's get on this episode. Next episode. Yeah, next episode. Next
exactly.
Episode.
We're going to get to it then. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit.